So we're holding Mem Aleph from a base, second line from the bottom. So we're discussing the point the Mishnah had said about the Korbanos with Matana Achas Mehem Me'akavas, that precisely because of that, because every Matana is in, therefore, if he had a thought of Chutzus Manoi by only some of the Matanas, then it's not possible, then that makes the Korban only possible, but not people. So now, the Gemara had pointed out that the mayor hold, that let's say with a mincha, where you have two parts of the matir, you have the koymetz and you have the levoina, the mayor holds it's possible to make a pigle with only one of them. Pigle with koymetz, will have the levoina, will have the koymetz.
Based on what?
So Rav Shlokish says there's two ways of looking at what the mayor is saying. You can look at it that he holds the fagwin bachti matir, that it is perfectly possible to make a pigle with only half the matir. So in that case, it doesn't matter which one it was, koymetz or levoina, if he has a thought of chutzus manei, it will make people. The other way of looking, but the Shlokas says that's not what the mayor holds. The mayor at the that's not what the mayor holds, says the Shlokas. The mayor holds rather that you do need the entire matzah to be in pigle, to be in chutzus manei, for it to be pigle. But the mayor holds kolo osal das vishona hu osa. What he does, if he does the first part of the avodah with a thought of chutzus manei, and afterwards he does the rest of it b'shtika, then we say we consider that his original thought continues to go across the whole thing. So in other words, because he did comments, because by the comments he had a thought of chutzus manei, then that's already enough to make it pigle, even though he does the next part, the levona, without particular thought of chutzus manei, because already kol osal das rishono osa, is how Rish Lakish had understood the mayor. So we brought in our Mishnah on that subject, because in our Mishnah we have this matter of...
Did you tell Sharon Bach he wanted to learn for the Jewish
book? Yeah, I told him.
You told him when you're learning?
Yeah, he said he's not available then.
Okay. So,
yeah. Thank you, though. I forgot to tell him that Sundays is different, yeah.
Okay.
So now we said in the Mishnah, Nosan Kulam Ketikna, that if he did all the sprinklings correctly and one Shalai Ketikna, Sulava in Bokaris. And the Gemara had discussed how this fits, how if we assume that our Mishnah is like the mayor, and the Gemara had brought a reason to say that it might be, then we would have to say, again, if it was just a matter of mafagun machti matir, then it would be true no matter which one he did. But since the Mishnah phrases it that he did all of them katikna and one of them shalai katikna, seems to prove for Shlokish's point that the mayor in fact holds it's a matter of kolo osal das rishono osa. And that if it had been, in other words, if he had done the other way around, if he had done therefore that's why it's possible to end by vein by karis, as opposed to if he had done one of them shalai katikna and the rest of them katiknan, then it would be pig already because kolo. So the Gemara had gone back and forth about whether the Mishnah actually proves that point or not. Can we say that the Mishnah is necessarily like the mayor, or should we say that the Mishnah is rather like the Chachamim? So now the Gemara continues. Mesvi. So now I have a further contradiction. Now I have an actual contradiction in the Shlokish. So the Mishnah, we didn't have a proof one way or the other. But a Braisa says, when does this apply? That we learned at the beginning of the parak from Atona Achas is enough b'di'evet, and therefore even by a chatos according to the Sibyl, and that's the halacha, and therefore that it's possible to make a pigle with only one matana, but domen on itona na mizdeach hafitzin, only with blood that goes on the mizdeach hafitzin, because then since only one matana is necessary b'di'evet to make a korban kosher, then that one matana is also the time when it can become pigle. If he didn't have a thought of pigle during that one, even if he has it during the remaining three matanas, so the chatos, it's not going to make a pigle. But the Braisa continues, when it comes to blood that goes on the Mizbech HaPnimi, for example, the 43 sprinklings of the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, 43, Rashi explains like this, you have Achas L'mayla V'shev L'mata of the blood of the power in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Vein Abadim. Same thing with Sir, so far that's 16. Then he does the same Achas L'mayla V'shev L'mata in front of the Poreichas, first with the blood of the power, then with the blood of the Sir. So far we're up to 32. Then he mixes the bloods together, and then he applies it with his finger to the four corners of the Mizbech HaPnimi. So far we've got 36. Then seven sprinklings on the top of it from the mixture makes 43. On other days, the Gemara is going to mention other opinions that there are other numbers, because the Gemara is going to have other opinions about at what point he mixed the blood and also about the Shirayim. The Tana of this Braisa is saying 43, and that is the halakha. So when you have the 43 of Yom Kippur, the Achad Asar from Par Koyin Mashiach, the Achad Asar from Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibur, or the 11 that you have by the Par Koyin Mashiach or the Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibur, because by them you don't have the sprinklings in the, by them you don't have the sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you don't have as much on the Mizbeach HaZahav. All you have is, you have seven, you don't have Achas Lamayla V'Shev L'Mata, here you only have seven, in front of the Paroiches, with one Korban, and then you have four on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaZahav. So you have only 11. So with any of those, Pigel, Ben Rishonah, Ben Mishniyo, Ben Mishlishis, now if you made it Pigel, if you had a thought of Chutzuz Manoi, whether with the first, the second, or the third, the first being the ones, so let's say with the ones of Yom Kippur, but Rishona would be the ones that Ashi teaches, the ones in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shniyah would be the ones on the Pareches, and Shlishis would be the ones on the Mizbeach HaZahav. There's different other ways of explaining exactly. Tosfos discusses further down the Amud what exactly Rishona, Shniyah, and Shlishis could mean in this connection. There are other possibilities. We could also understand. So here Rashi is taking that Shlishis includes all the ones on the Mizbeach HaZahav. But is it that way necessarily? There may be other ways of teaching out how we explain what Rishona, Shniyah, and Shlishis mean respectively. The point is that he says whether he does pigul in any of them, Rav Meir pigul b'chayavin al karis. Rav Meir says that will be enough to make a pigul, and therefore will be chayav karis. B'cham and ain't by karis. B'cham said it won't be any karis. It's only possible ad shi'fagol b'chol amater unless he makes it pigul in the entire matter. So since by these probonis all of the machonis are necessary, all 11 or all 43 or whatever, then therefore it has to be pigul throughout the entire thing. Now, Katoni Mia, Ben Mishona, Ben Pigel, Ben Mishona, Ben Mishia, Ben Mishlishis. Now, what are we saying? Whether he does a thought of Chutzuz Manoi by the first or the second or the third groups of sprinklings, or Polig, and the mayor is arguing and saying that it could be Pigel. So therefore, in other words, even he did the entire first set in the Kurdish Kedoshim, let's say, just fine, and then he did the second set with a thought of Pigel, with a thought of the mayor is saying it's pigul. Well, according to Rish Lakish, how does that work out? According to Rish Lakish, the mayor does not hold the faglan bachzi matter, and this is half of the matter. When it comes to the korbanos of Yom Kippur, by the way, there is a point that the par and the sur are interdependent. You need both korbanos, and therefore, even though it's two separate animals, nevertheless, we can consider the sprinklings of all of them to be part of the same matter, which is how the Braisa can say the 43 of Yom Kippur, even though some of them are with one bowl of blood and some are with the other. In any case, the point is that Rav Meir is clearly saying in this Braisa that it's possible to make a pigul with only part of the matter, going against Rish Lakish's understanding. And the answer is, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin, Hachav Mayis Kinnan, couldn't you pigul b'shechita? Because here you're not talking about where he did the pigul. Here, what you're talking about, when we talk about Rishona, Shniyah, or Shlishis, what we mean is that there were actually, that the after he did the first set of sprinklings, the blood spilled. Now, the rule is that he has to bring another animal and shecht it. Sometimes he even has to redo other parts of the avodah before that as well. Now, when he does the second, when he shechts the second animal, now he does pigul during the shechita of it. So now we can call that Shniyah or Shlishis, because in the sense, in other words, so he did Rishona, he did the entire set, let's say with the Par and the Sur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, all 16 of them, so far so good, but now the blood spilled and now he needs a new Par. So therefore now, when he shechts that one, now he has a thought of Chutzuz Manoi. The Chad Matter, and Shchita is only one matter, because it's one complete Avodah. So that would be a case. Rav Meir would say then that second par would be pigul, because it was a complete avoda that he did with a thought of Chutzuz Manoi. So the question is, in my time of the Rabbanim, well then why did Rabbanim disagree? The fact is, it's a different animal. It's a replacement for the original one. Why wouldn't it be pigul in that case? And the answer is Amar Rav Man Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer. Because the answer is the Chachamim of Or Braisa is not all the Chachamim, it's specifically Rabbi Eliezer. The book of Etzah says actually it should be Rabbi Lozin. anyway, so what does he say? Ditnan. Now we have a Mishnah we have a Mishnah as far at the end of the Masechta, the last two Krokim of our Masechta deal with the whole matter of Shchita and Halal B'chutz, Shchute Chutz, where a person shechts or offers a korban or parts of it outside the Azara, where he's Chayiv Kares. So it goes into great detail what exactly, what avoidus and what kinds of things that he's makriv would make him Chayiv Kares and whatnot. So the Mishnah says, HaKoymetz, the Koymetz of a Mincha, V'alavoyna, or the Lavoyna that's sprinkled on it, V'akhtoris, or Minchas Koyinim, or Minchas Koyin Mashiach, the Mincha of the Koyinim, meaning any Mincha that a Koyin brings, which is completely burnt on his Be'ach, the Minchas Koyin Mashiach, which is the Mincha that he brings every day, the Minchas Chavikim, the same thing would be also as far as the Minchas Chinuch, of a regular Koyin brings it every day, the Koyin God brings it, regular Koyin brings it the first time he ever does the Avodah, the Koyin God brings the same Mincha every day. But the point is, all of this list that we're going to have over here, none of them have a matir because they are their own matir. The koymetz, for example, is matir, the rest of the mincha to be eaten, when you burn the koymetz and levona on the mizbeach. But the koymetz itself is nothing that's matir. It itself is burnt on the mizbeach, and that's that. Same thing with levona and ketores. And the rest of these things, the minchas koyim and the koyim mashiach, are completely burnt. So there's no koymetz from them, or minchas nesachim. And the minchas nesachim, the same thing. Shehikri ma'achas mehen kazayis vachutz. If a person were to offer a kazayis then outside the Azara, then he would be chayev, then the Tanakhama says he'd be chayev koris, even though, so let's say now the Mishnah explains over there, let's say he was makrif most of it in the Azara, but then he took one kazayis of it and brought it outside, and then brought it. So actually, Rashi points out that, no, sorry, if he was makriv most of it inside, and then he took some of it and brought it outside, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that he's chayiv kares. But if he hadn't done that, if he to begin with took a kazayis of it and burnt it outside, so then Rabbi Eliezer poter, actually yakrivus kolon, Rabbi Eliezer would pater unless he offered the whole thing. So if this is all that's left, then yes, Rabbi Eliezer would agree he's chayiv kares. But where he takes, let's say, the entire koymetz, and the Gemara elsewhere explains, by the way, that koymetz is minimum size 2 kazaysim, what that means in terms of when we think of a kazayis of matzah, to actually be able to fit 2 kazaysim inside your cup palm, I don't know, really, but maybe they had bigger hands back then. It does say about one of the Koinim Gerlim, for example, that his hand would fire the rest of the person.
Dough, no?
Yeah, it's dough.
Dough.
Nevertheless, though, kazayis is a kazayis. I mean, yeah. In any case, the point is that the Gemara elsewhere establishes that a koinim is at least 2 kazaysim, and if the koinim has larger hands, then it'll be larger. The point being, in other words, that Rabbi Eliezer is saying, if you have, let's say, this 2 kazayis koymetz,
dough that later gets baked, is the same weight?
It's the same weight. It's just some
weight
up, of course, yeah. But by mincha, it has to be kept matzah anyway. It can't become chometz. Plus, it's also chometz.
No, so sorry. Kazayis of dough is obviously much smaller than a kazayis of matzah.
So the truth is actually it's actually a little more first of all, matzah doesn't have many spaces in it, and it doesn't really puff up.
Well, matzah
it doesn't
puff up
a little bit, but you should actually Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, when he deals with this in Shiurei Torah, you have a Mishnah that says that pas sfoignus mishta eres kamos shehi, that when you have a bread that has that's spongy, then you evaluate it as far as a kazayis, as far as the actual size. But for yesh b'cholo, but if you have hollow spaces in it, mamayachas chalala, then you have to first crush down those hollow spaces, because those don't count towards the kazayis. Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah and his statement.
He figures it out. In other words, size by size?
Yeah, the kazayis goes with size. The kazayis is, strictly speaking, a measure of size and volume. Most Shiurei Torah are a measure of volume. Yeah. So actually, the Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah explains that even though it sounds from the Mishnah like there's a difference, in other words, between like,
we measure kazayis today, we measure it by weight.
In practice, we measure it by weight, but in principle, it's supposed to be by volume. But that's the thing. Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah explains in his Sefer on the subject, in his Sforim on the subject, he explains that basically there's very few cases where you would apply the first part of the Mishnah. Mishta'eres kamos shehi, generally speaking, any bread where you actually see crevices and hollows in it, you have to flatten it down in order to make the kazayis. And therefore, yeah, once you do that, then you have the actual weight of the actual weight of the flour and water that went into it, and that would be the amount, and then we can evaluate the kazayis that way. So yeah, the point is, though, that, yeah, kazayis matzah, the way we think of it nowadays, is largish, even if you do press it down into this. I'm having a little hard time seeing how you'd fit it into your palm like this with three fingers or four fingers, according to the Rambam. But still, anyway, that's a side issue. Anyway, the point is, if you were to take, if a person were to take the koimetz, which is two kazaisim, and take one kazayis of it and offer it outside the Azara, Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Lazar says that he would be potter from koimetz. Achiyakir es kolon, unless he's makir of the whole thing, because the whole koimetz, or whatever these other things are, has to be, is the entire matter. So we see, therefore, that the Chachamim, if Reb Meir is saying over here that, so again, we're talking about over here that the case is with the Korban, going back to the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, he started with one par, then in the middle, after he did some of the sprinklings, the blood spilled, and now he has to start with a new par, Reb Meir is going to say, well, it's a new par, the fact remains that it's a new par, and therefore it's subject for pigle. Reb Eliezer, on the other hand, or Reb Elazar, is going to say no, that it has to be the entire matter. And since over here, it's all 43 sprinklings are the matter. So it doesn't matter that you have another animal that you're starting with in between. Nevertheless, it's not subject to pickle anymore. So the question is, however the Gemara asks, and that's the Ha'amar Rava, but didn't Rava say, murdered of Eliezer b'damim? Rabbi Eliezer will agree when it comes to the application of blood. There we don't say. If he does some of it outside the Azara, then even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that he is Chayiv Kardes for it. Because even though all the sprinkling is considered one avoida, and here in effect you only have half the avoida, it's the equivalent of taking out one kazayis of the koimetz or whatever, but nevertheless, it would have been miskabelis. The fact is that if he did some of the matonis, and then the blood spills, he starts out, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he always starts off from where he broke off, because the Tanan, we learn in Yuma, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Oimin, in Makam Shapasak Shamhu Maskil, wherever he broke off is where he continues. Meaning like this, the Chachamim are saying over there, let's say, for example, again, you have the eight sprinklings with the power in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What happens, let's say, the blood spilled after he did five of them, let's say. According to the Chachamim, everybody agrees, of course, he needs a new pan. The Chachamim hold over there in the Mishnah that he has to start all the way from the beginning. He has to start from the Achas Lamaila, the Sheva Lamata. He already did five sprinklings. Doesn't matter. Those don't count. Every segment of it is considered by itself. Now, if he completed all the ones in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and now it's spilled when he started on the ones in the Heichel, fine. He doesn't have to do the ones in the Kodesh HaKadoshim again. He just has to start again with the ones in the Heichel. But each segment goes by itself. But they hold, within each segment, you always have to start from the beginning. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon say, no, wherever he broke off is where he starts again. So he did five, and then it's spilled. Good, he takes a new pair and starts from number six. So therefore we see that every individual sprinkling is considered something significant, that it could be Rory Lover Bifnim, and the general rule is whenever it's Rory Lover Bifnim, whenever it could have been done in its proper place in the Azara or in the Heichol or whatever, then his Chai of Kodesh for doing it outside. Well, therefore, so it comes out, Rabbi Eliezer would hold, says Rava, that when it comes to sprinklings, we don't say like we would with the Koimetz, that if he does only half of it outside, he's not Chai of Kodesh. Here, every individual sprinkling that he does outside is going to be Chayiv Kardes. Well, in that case, then, we're back to the question that how can we... So in that case, then, Rabbi Meir is saying that he can be Chayiv, that it can become Piggle at any stage during the thing. You know, here he's shecht a new animal, and then he has a thought of Chutz Mano, then it's going to become Piggle. And we're saying Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with that and says that because it's all considered one matter, but we see Rabbi Eliezer holds when it comes to the blood. In effect, it's considered a bunch of separate materium. So then we're back to that Reb Meir, if Reb Meir is saying that he can be mefagel b'chol ha-matir, and we're talking about, if Reb Meir is saying that we're talking about a case where he shechted another one, then Reb Eliezer would not disagree in that case. He would still have to hold that could become piggle by virtue with the shitta of the new one. Ella Omar Rava, so now, no, Rava says, rather we have to understand, when he said Rishon HaShni or Shlishis, It doesn't mean either in the first or in the second or in the third. No, what it means is to venture pigle b'rishoina, v'shosek b'shnia, v'chozer or pigle b'shlishis. It means it's all one continuous case. He had a thought of chutz mano by the first set, by the ones in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then when it came to the ones in the Heichel, he did not have anything wrong in mind. And then by the third one, again, he had a thought of pigle. Mauritema. Now, you would think, now, Resh Lakish had said before that Reb Meir's reason is based on Kol Ha'Oisa Al Das Rishon Ha'Oisa. So you would think, Mauritema, Isak Vedata Al Das Rishon Ha'Oisa, if he's acting based on his original Das, Meheder Pigulu B'Shlishis Lonali, why would he even bother making it Pigul again by the third one? It would be enough. We would say that one as well would have been Al Das Rishon Ha'Oisa. So the fact that he does it by the third one, that seems to imply that by the second one, he meant to not make it Pigul, and that would contradict the thought of Pigul, Kamash Malan, and therefore the mayor has to tell us that no, it is considered, it's not Chatzi Matir, we still consider the first one he had a thought of Chutz Manai. Now we say Aldas Rishona Hu'oisa. So now when he does the second one without saying anything, it's still Aldas Rishona. And when he does the third one, it doesn't mean retroactively that means the second one was after all good. It means all three of them, it turns out, were with the thought of Pigul. Some implicitly, some explicitly, and therefore that's enough to make it Pigul according to him. Because he still agrees as Resh Lakish had said before, Ein Mefaglin Machtzi Matir, you can't make a Korban Pigul by doing it with only half the matter. It's all or nothing. Maski for Rav Ashi, but Rav Ashi still questions that. Midi Shosak Katoni, the fact is, does the Braisa say anything about him being quiet by the second one? The whole basis of what Rava is saying is we have to assume it means Barishona. It's a Bain Barishona, Bain Bashir, Bain Bashlishis, and you're having to understand it means Barishona, he said Pigul. By the second one, he didn't. By the third one, he did. By the third one, he did. By the first one, he said Chutz Manai. By the second one, he didn't. By the third one, again, he said Chutz was Manai. And you're saying that's what it means. But that Ikur Chosim and Asefer, where's the word Shosak in there? Elo Omer Rav Ashi, Chochab Maya Skinen, rather Rav Ashi explains, you know what we're talking about over here? Because you mentioned Pigul, Barishona, Ubashniya, Ubashlishus. In fact, he made it, he had thought of Pigul by all three of them. Mauditema, same thing like we said before. You would think, why would he repeat Chutz Manai by every one of them? If Aldas Rishonu Oisa, Kamash Malan, and nevertheless your mayor says that's not enough. And still, the fact is, each one of them. Now Rashi explains that obviously now if he had a thought of Pigul by all three of them, there'd be no reason to argue. So Rashi explains that then there was a fourth segment where he didn't have the thought of Pigul. So now you would think. Each one of the first three of them, he actually had the thought of Chutz Manai. So now it comes to the fourth one. So you would think he did it individually by each one. Obviously, then only the ones where he's doing it explicitly is he trying to make it Pigul. The fourth one, since he didn't, then it would mean that he's not, and therefore that would mean it's not complete. It's not B'chol HaMatir. He hasn't made a thought of Pigul in the entire Matir, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. Rav Meir wants you to know that nevertheless, Kamash Malan, that it's still considered Aldas Rishonu Oisa. He bothered to do it three times over, where he could have just done it the first time and said from now on this applies to the rest of it, but nevertheless he still does it. This is the point of Rashi. Tosfa says we didn't mention a fourth all this time. Then you have the same question. Then where's the fourth that Rav Ashi is implying? So
Rashi is implying.
Rashi is understanding Rav Ashi to be implying, right? So first Tosfos brings from Rashi elsewhere in Menachos that what it means is that he did Pigul by the first and second, and then he was quiet by the third. Now it's one thing, Tosfos says, to say Shosak in the middle one, Rav Ashi says, Ikur Chosim and Asefer, where's the word Shosak in there? But to say Pigul, Bein Barishona, Bein Bashniya, Bein Bashlishis, where it means he actually said Chutz Manai by the first one, Chutz Manai by the second one, and that he didn't explicitly say it by the third one, that's fine. Rav Ashi is not bothered by that. That doesn't seem to fit into the words of the Braisa. To have that in the middle, you should have something different than the other ones that year, but not to have something on the end. And here Tosfos also discusses that more possibilities again of what the Rishona, Shniya, and Shlishis mean. Can we break up the ones on the Mizbeach HaPnimi and consider them two separate segments? Can we consider the Shirayim to be a separate segment? In any case, the point is that we can understand the Braisa that we said, where the mayor says, Bein Bereshona, Bein Bashniya, Bein Bashlishis Pigul, without it contradicting what Resh Lakish says, that it's not a matter of Mefago B'Hafi Matzer, that it's a matter of Akola Ois Al Das Rishona Hu Ois. And then again, when we're talking about that the when we're saying that Chachamim disagree, so we can say, so we don't necessarily have to say that we don't have to say that we're talking about the Chachamim, specifically Rabbi Eliezer, because again, he said Rabbi Eliezer's opinion doesn't really fit with that. We're talking for the Chachamim say that it actually has to be that he actually explicitly says pigle by all of them. They don't hold Adas Mishanu Roisa, and therefore even he said pigle by the first one and by the second one, he'd have to say it by the third one in order for it to actually be pigle. The Gemara asks the whole bain kratani. Fine, but you have one more problem with that is, according to both Rava's and Rav Ashi's explanations, it comes out that you're saying that it is one continuous case, and he did it by this segment, and he did it by that segment. But here the Braisa is saying bain bazu, bain bazu, bain barishona, bain bashnia, bain bashlisha, which implies that it's different possible cases. So if he did it either in one or in the other, Then it's pigle, according to the mayor. So unless it's kasha, you're right, that's a kasha on Rish Lakish. It's not a tsyupta, but it is a difficulty in understanding how the braisa is phrased, why it uses the word bain and bain. There is actually a different Gemara, actually. There was actually a different Gemara where Rav learns the other way around. Rav learns the opposite of Rish Lakish, where you can't say al-das rishonu oisa, where it's clear from the way he does it that he doesn't mean to do it al-das rishonu. That would be the machlokes. So the Gemara goes through much the same kind of discussion over there, and the Gemara ends up over there as well, that there's a kasha on him as well, since it says bain, you know, according to Rav also, we end up having to say that we're talking about one continuous case. So it comes out either way that we understand Rav Meir, whether we understand him like Rav or like Rish Lakish, either way we wind up with a kasha. But it's not a tiyukta. We haven't shlugged them up. It's just a difficulty in how the braisa phrased it. Okay. So the Gemara says, Omamar, now we said before in the braisa, Rav Meir omer pigul v'chayovan alav paris, that Rav Meir had said that, so now Rashi explains, this next piece is as follows. All this time, we're saying Rish Lakish has said Rav Meir is not basing himself on the idea of ein mufagul machzi matir. He agrees to make a pigle that needs to involve the entire matter. He just says it's enough to say pigle explicitly by the first one, and it'll carry over to all the other ones. But all this time, evidently, the Gemara has, there's been a machshon over here who's been trying to insist that Rav Meir holds mufagul machzi matir. Because I'm using that to ask on Rish Lakish. So now the Gemara is going to ask on him what his premise is. Let's look at that braisa again. Rav Meir omer pigul v'chayovan alav koris. Mehdi. Now let's consider pigul koris lemechayev ad sheyikru v'kol matirav. For it to be chayev koris for eating pigul, a person is chayev only if all the matirim have been offered, all the avodas have been done, as we talked about earlier in the Masechta. If, for example, you had the thought of pigul, even during shchita, if now after the shchita, before the zrika, if a person were to eat from that meat of that korban, he would not be chayav koris for it. When does it become? It's called nikba the pigul, is when the blood has been sprinkled. The omamar, as we know, it says in a braisa, kartsoas kosher kachartsoas posel. We learned back in the second parak that the same kind of hartsoa, the same action that's necessary to make a kosher korban accepted, namely that the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach, kachartsoas posel, the same thing is the same hartsoa, the same sprinkling of blood has to be accomplished for a korban as possible, mahar tzos kosher actually ad sheyukru v'kol matirim, and just like with a kosher korban, you need all the matirim to be done, all the avodas have to be done, mahar tzos posel ad sheyukru v'kol matirim, the same way is true with a posel. When does it become pigle? Only when all the matirim have been brought. Meaning, in other words, so it means with an animal korban, it means until the blood has been actually sprinkled, however many sprinklings you need. And in the case of mincha, for example, would mean only once the tzemitz and the levona have been offered, then it becomes officially pigul, and now a person who eats from it is chayav koris. Now, the question is, in our case, we're talking about the hataris hapnimius, the ones where you have multiple sprinklings, 43 or 11, whatever the numbers that we had on Amud Aleph. Now, v'hok kibin d'choshev b'bifnim, now when he started having a thought of pigul, when he was doing some of the matonis, psula, right away the korban becomes posel, or commandale adi domi, it's considered as though he didn't sprinkle. Because those were posel, even though, fine, it doesn't officially become pigle and there's no chiyuv kares until later on, but as soon as he has a thought that passes the korban, it right away becomes posel. So now the question is, kihodim madi behechel, now when he goes later on and does the sprinklings in the hechel, after he already had a thought of pigul in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, maya ba'alma hu depadi, in effect, what he's sprinkling is only water. So he hasn't done all the zriyas. And matana achas men merkavas. We talked about an omer aleph. You could have the case of mafago b'shchita, and you could talk about that he had a thought and he has a thought that makes it possible during the shchita. Fine, making it pigul in one avoda. Then even if he didn't have any thought of psul afterwards, then fine, that is how it will work. That is how pigul works. That he does the rest of the avodas, and then when he does the rest of the avodas, and then when he does zrika,
10 minutes.
And then when he does zrika, it becomes pigul. Furthermore, Rashi explains when you go according to the Chachamim, or when you go according to the Rish Lakish's understanding of the Meir, that it's a matter of you have to have pigul applies to the entire zrika, then therefore that's how it is. The fact is, Zeres HaKosev, that pigul is going to work only in that case, and therefore if he did the first sprinklings in the Chodesh Kedushin with a thought of Chutzpah Zmanei, it doesn't matter. The fact is, he still continues doing the rest of the sprinklings. It's not considered like water. It is considered like blood. And in the end, he finishes all 43 of them or whatever, and now it becomes nikvah as pigul, and a person is chayav karis in it. But here you're telling me, you machshin wanna argue that a mayor holds mefagrin machti matir. So that means, in other words, that already it's already on the way to becoming pigul by having a thought just with the beginnings of the sprinklings. Well, the fact is, it's only half an avoda. So you either have half an avoda in kashrus, or half in psul, and they don't combine together. So it should be considered. We should ignore the original sprinklings because they were with a thought of pigul, and the rest of them are considered like sprinkling water. So how do you have? How are you going to have that you're ending up with all the 43 sprinklings that are necessary in order for it to be pigul? And the answer is Amar Rabba. So in other words, what's the Makshin's have our minutes? I think that a mayor could possibly hold that way. If you do, then you're never going to have a case where you're considered to have all the sprinklings to the extent that the korban can even become pigul. So again, Rashi points out it's one thing if he had done an entire avoda b'kashrus or an entire avoda b'pigul, but here we're talking about where he does only part of it. Tosfos goes on and discusses and says, for one thing, if it was all in one place, then sure, we wouldn't call it Maya Ba'alma, but here we're talking about it's two different things. One's in the Kodesh HaKadosh and one's in the Kodesh, and therefore we have reason to say that we should consider them disjoint, and one of them we set aside, and the rest of it is considered like sprinkling water. So the answer is, the answer is, you can have a case, again, where he did the par and the sir, and he had a thought of pigul, with all of the matonis ben abadim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then the blood was spilled, and now he has to sheft another one, and now he starts from the new segment, al horoches al mizbach hazahav. So we said on Amud Aleph that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yezer or Rabbi Lazar hold Mimakam Chapasak Shamal Maskel, wherever he broke off, he starts from there, the few that he did of that segment count. The Chachamim disagree with that and say that you have to start over from the beginning of the segment, but definitely they agree. You don't have to redo the previous segment. Well, therefore, if there were four parim and four se'irim involved over here, two that he did, let's say, all the sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and now another two of which he's going to do, the ones in the Heichel, and the rest of them, we would consider each one was done properly. Well, one of them was not. One of them was done with a thought of pigul, but nevertheless, we can't now consider the rest of it in Maya Ba'alma because it's being done from a different pattern, different sir, and those are being done completely correctly. So the only thing is, you have before them, you have matonis that were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a thought of pigul. Those, in fact, for those animals, that was as far as he got with those, and therefore all of those were kosher insofar as making it pigul. And the new ones that are going to be done, but the rest of them are a separate thing, and they can work. So that is how we have that the rest of the sprinklings will not be considered water, and at the end we will have 43 sprinklings, of which some of them were done with pigul, and the rest of them were done with kashrus, and nevertheless the korban becomes pigul. So even though the makshin, there is a way to make that work, and therefore there's no problem for him to understand Rav Meir in that vein and say mefagel b'chatzi matir. Rava says you don't even need that there was a new power and a new sir. I feel the term of the power, but the sir, the piguloi meratze. The fact is, insofar as pigul, the fact is, the same way as if you had a thought by shchita, we would still say that the zrika is still meratze, like we said before, meratze, karatzos kosher, karatzos posel. The same way over here, if he had, if we're going to say that mayor holds mefagrin machzi matir, and he did some of them with a thought of chutzpah zmanei, and the rest of them not, Rav Meir will consider that they do all combine together. We're not going to say, like we said before, that we're going to ignore the first ones, and therefore the rest of them are, in effect, just sprinkling water. No, we're going to say the fact is such sprinklings are significant when it comes to the genome of Pigel, and therefore we can consider them significant enough to combine with the rest of them, and therefore we have our total of 43. Okay. So the Gemara says, Aboyim v'sholosh. Now, we said before there are 43 by the Korbanos of Yom Kippur. V'altanya Aboyim v'shefa. Don't we have a Braisa that says 47? And the answer is, Hokamanda Oma, Ma'arvin l'kronis, V'hokamanda Oma in Ma'arvin l'kronis. There's different opinions. We know at some point the Kohen Gadol mixes together the blood of the power and the Sir. What point is that? He definitely doesn't do it before the Matanis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or on the Heichel, or on the Porechas. The Torah makes it clear that those are done with separately with the blood of the power and the blood of the Sir. But you have, then he does 11 on the Mizbeach HaZahav, 4 on the four corners, and 7 on the top of it. At what point before that does he mix them together? The one opinion says that he mixes, that first he applies them, so one opinion is that he mixes them together, and then he does all those 11. So in that case, you have only 43, 16 in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 16 by the Parochas, and 11 on the, and 11 from the combination of the Mizbeach HaZahav. Then there's an opinion that says that no, then there's an opinion, Rashi brings, it's a Mahalikas Rav Yoshi and Rav Yonason, but that the other opinion is that he applies them separately to the four corners, from the blood of the par, 4, then from the blood of the sorrow, 4, then he mixes them together and does the 7 on the top. So in that case, you have 47, 16, 16, 4, 4, and 7 equals 47. Okay, the Gemara says, V'altanya v'aboy m'shmoyna, then we have another Braisa that says 48. And the answer is Hokamanda Oma Shirayim Ma'akvin, Hokamanda Oma in Shirayim Ma'akvin. We discussed a couple of blocks ago of Achloikas Rav Akiva and Rav Yehuda whether pouring the Shirayim on Mizbeach HaPchitzon is Ma'akav or not. According to Rav Akiva, not. According to Rav Yehuda, yes. So therefore, according to Rav Yehuda, there's your 48, which is all necessary. And according to him, all 48 are necessary in order for it to be kosher. Bala Churim points out that, you know, the Gemara mentions in Sota that you had the three places where there was a bris made about that we should all learn and keep Keturah. And each one you have Lumud, Lamed, Lishma, Velasas, and the Gemara makes a whole elaborate calculation over there. It comes out that there were 48 brises made altogether about the Torah. And then you have to multiply that by the number of Jews and the number of Jews who are Arabian for all the other Jews, etc. But anyway, the point is that 48 is symbolized, according to Rabbi Yehuda, by the 48.
What's the Yudgimel brises?
Now, that Yudgimel brises is by Mila, that's something else.
Yeah.
But it comes to the Torah, you have Lumud, Lamed, Lishma, Velasas, and then you multiply, so you have 4, and then you multiply.
So how many brises are by Torah?
By Torah, there's 48. Memchess Brises, yeah. So now, so Bala Turim says that that's the symbolized point of Yehuda by the 48 you have here by Yom Kippur.
What does that mean? What does it mean, those Memchess Brises? What does
that
mean?
It means, in other words, that every time a Yid is doing a mitzvah, he's accomplishing 48 Brises with the Ebeshta, and every time he's doing the opposite, then he's violating 48 Brises. Then the Gemara goes on the same, search over there. Now you have to multiply that by the number.
That's 48 times? I mean,
no. There's a Bris. Lumoy, there's a bris lamed, there's a bris lishmer, there's a bris lasis, and then you have other.
How does it come to 48?
Yeah, because you also have oru b'kulam, boruch b'kulam, oru b'prat, boruch b'prat. So altogether, so you multiply it by one another, you have 16, and then since it was repeated 3 times by Har Sinai in oru morin, by avos morin, then you have 48.
And by bris, it says 13 times bris.
By bris mila, it says 13 times bris.
In Torah,
in Chumash, in Parashas Lach Lecha. In Parshas Lach Lecha, yeah.
In Lech Lecha 13 times?
Yeah, just in the section of Bris Mila, yeah. Vani hini Brisi Itach, as Brisi Vata, as Brisi Itach.
Says the word Brisi
Itach. Yeah, if you look in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mila, he lists out 13.
And they're all in Lech Lecha?
They're all in Lech Lecha, yeah. I think there's actually a sicha where the Rebbe Shtelzach on a point that there's a different place, maybe a Yerushalmi or something, I don't remember, that gives a different one that counts one of the words bris that it says by the bris ben Absorim as one of the 13 and it leaves out one of the ones by bris mila. So I don't know, there's a sicha, I think, where the Rebbe Shtelzach on that
is. Tomorrow, what time?
8. That's the finish.
You make sure you be here, because you make sure this place. I'm trying to grab onto something. You're putting in a lot of interesting things.
Okay, you'll be here?
What time is
it? 8 o'clock. Okay, anyway, let's finish up.
Hey, come on, Isis.
All right, we have a little
question. Listen, the only way is, you know.
Better be here.
So the Gemara continues. So I have a further contradiction on Rish Lakish. Again, Rish Lakish has understood Reb Meir to be saying, "Ein mefagron machzi matir." You can't make a pivot with only half the matter, but al das Rishonu who oisa, if he says from the by the first one, then even if he doesn't say anything by the other one, then it still carries over. Meisver, the Gemara says, have a contradiction from a brisa. But medvar mamurim, when do we say that a mincha can become pivot? When he has the thought, chutzus manu, the knitza, the matan kli over hilo. So he has that thought during the knitza, or while he's walking it over in the keli, while he's putting it in the keli, or while he's walking it over to the mizbeach. The same way as an animal korban, you have four primary avodas, the same way by mincha, you have four primary avodas. The knitza corresponds to shchita. The putting in a keli corresponds to Kabbalah, halacha is halacha, and then bruning in a mizbeach corresponds to zrika. So if he had the thought of pivot by one of those three, avol bolo laktora, but when it comes to bruning in a mizbeach, then the braisa says no. Nothing as a klimitz machshava v'shalavon b'shtika. If he were to put the klimitz on a mizbeach with a thought of pigle, that's a lavona b'shtika, but then the lavona which he collects from the mincha and burns it as well, that he does quietly. Oshinasa as a klimitz b'shtika, that's a lavona machshava, or the other way around, the klimitz quietly and the lavona with a thought of chutzus manu. The mayor and a pigle v'chayav anol karis. So the mayor says that will be pigle. And therefore it's chayav kardes for eating it. The chum main be kardes had shifagav b'chol matzer. The chum say no, because the entire matzer is the klimitz and the lavona together, and he made only one of them pigle. Now katoni miyas a klimitz b'shtika v'as a lavona machshavo falling. Now we're saying that he did the klimitz quietly and the lavona with the thought of chutzus manu. And Rameo is arguing, showing that it doesn't matter the order, even though, according to the Shlokish, it shouldn't work. According to the Shlokish, only if he did the first one with Chutzus Manu should it be Pigle, according to the mayor. But now we're saying that now we're saying that if he did the first one, Bershika, and the second one, Machshava, then it becomes Pigle. And Rameo holds it becomes Pigle. Because the Gemara says, answer, Kvar Nosana Salavoida Machshava. So the Gemara answers, fine. You could say that it means that he already placed, it means when he did the koimetz, he had already done the Lavona with Machshava. Because the fact is, they don't have to be done in a particular order. You could do the koimetz first and then the Lavona, or the Lavona first. So here, what he does is he happened to have done the Lavona first, and then he does the koimetz. But the Gemara says, still, that doesn't really seem to work. Chodah Dainu Reisha, first of all, that would be the same thing as the earlier case, where you put the koimetz machshava and lavoina b'shtika, there'd be no reason for it to repeat that. V'oid hatanya v'achakach. And besides, the braisa actually says, a different braisa phrases it differently, that he put the koimetz v'lavoina v'achakach, that he put the koimetz with chutzus manu v'achakach, and after that he put the lavoina machshava. So showing clearly that at least according to that braisa, the mayor holds that it doesn't matter which one it was, it's possible to make a pigle with only half the matter. So Gemara says again, you're right, Kasha, that is a Kasha on Rish Lakish's understanding of Reb Meir. Again, Rish Lakish could say that there are different brises and that there are different ways of understanding Reb Meir, but at least these last couple of brises are a Kasha on him, how he can just say as a blanket statement that this is how Reb Meir holds. In the end, the halacha is like a chachamim, that in mafagda machti matter, for it to be pigle, the entire matter has to be involved, meaning, for example, in the case of a mincha, the pigle, the thought of chutzus manu, would have to be both by the ponents and by lavona, not just by one of them, and similarly by the sprinklings of the new kippur, it has to be by all of them, by all 43 of them, not just by some of them, and similarly with the other party, manisrafim, asirim, manisrafim, and they wouldn't say kol o'sa al-das, who shonu who o'sa either, so it would actually have to be that he has the thought by all of them, in order for it to be pigle. Okay, fast.